This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
He deals the pitch that Olsen shoots the other way toward the line. Oh. Catch made by Callahan, or was it made? And he is in some pain. The ball was not caught. Matt Olsen is going to come around and try to score, and he's going to.
Yeah, he's hurt down there. That's a broken wrist or something.
Yep. You hate it for Tyler Callahan, a rookie playing in just his fourth Major League Baseball game. The Braves do get two.
Yeah, man, the audio on that thing is wild.
Hell yeah.
And it's not like they even have, like, the wall's not, like, mic'd up.
No,
you know, that's
hit,
just
he hit that damn
goodness
wall.
Goodness gracious. Tom Glavine was right, by the way. That's the FanDuel Sports Network. I'm still getting there. I'm working on it.
Right.
Because they were bally for, like, 5 seconds. FanDuel Sports Network audio there. Tom Glavine diagnosed that thing in real time. He was right. Broken forearm. Really sucks. It was only
Yeah, man.
Fourth game that kid played. I mean, he was going for it. You got to give him credit, going all out, trying to make that play. Damn near did, too. I mean, he almost made
fourth game,
catch.
That's just unfortunate for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it really is.
And everything, young player, trying to find his way and everything.
Obviously was going to play a ton
hell
for
of
the Reds.
Effort. Hell of an effort and everything. But, yeah, Matt Olsen, inside the park home run, technically. But when you look at, you know, situations like that, man, it's just like the – because I think when you have an injury like that, does that hold you back when the ball's going over there next time? Like, is he all, you know, is that going to be in the back of your head when you're running over there blindly?
Probably.
Because you're looking at the damn ball.
Yeah.
You know, you're focused on the ball, not knowing how close you are to that wall. So hopefully that doesn't do that to this young man. Hopefully he bounces back and has a good career because the Reds need it because they stink.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Yeah. And I wonder what the mayor saying up there now.
Even Ellie De La Cruz not off to a very good start. And I'll tell you this. I did not realize that Terry Francona was their manager.
Yes.
I didn't know that they had hired him this offseason. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Like, he only wins pretty much in my lifetime as a baseball fan. So that's a good hire. But, yeah, they're not a particularly good team. Hopefully the Braves can continue to take advantage of that. Chris Sale on the mound today, taking on Andrew Abbott. So should be a pretty good matchup as far as the pitchers go today, and hopefully the Braves can get a win. One game closer to 500, two games under right now. You win two in a row, you'll be the fastest team to ever get back to 500 after starting 0-7. Not really a record you want, but you might as well make the best out of it and be the fastest one to get back to 500.
Real quick, Andy, on the Okuyu thing, one of our listeners sent a Mark Bowman tweet saying that the Braves are saying that Ronald Okuyu would not need to return to L.A., and he will begin his rehab games at some point this month. Late May still seems to be the realistic target for his return.
So the at some point this month stuff is the same.
Yeah.
But doesn't have to go to L.A. to get another exam.
No, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing, because anytime you're, like, going back to see the doctor, that just always raises my eyebrows a little bit. I'm like, didn't you already see that guy?
Yeah.
And go see him again?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Well, but he doesn't have to, so that's good.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
You're done with doctors. Well, you're never done with doctors. But
right. But he doesn't have to go see Dr. Neil L. Atrache.
That guy.
Yeah, the guy who does all the big-time surgeries. All right, here's Brian Snitker talking about A.J. Smith-Shawver last night.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. Be huge for us going forward. As we know, you can never have too many starting pitchers, and it was out there free and easy. I just loved how they used his fast bike. We talked about that this afternoon. Somebody asked, and it was good. Again, you know, he hadn't had that jump on it like he did tonight, which was really that was the biggest takeaway for me from that was the fastball.
Yeah, it looked good. Really, really good performance for AJ Smith-Shawver, best of his career. 8 innings, 1 hit, went into the 8th inning with a no-hitter, gives up the single up the middle of the leadoff batter, but then comes back and gets the next 3 guys,
yes.
Got a double play to get out of the inning. You could see how mad he was coming off the field
because
he really, really wanted it. You could see it on him as a competitor, which was great. Just a young kid, man, getting better every single time he's out there. And like we always say with these young guys, when they get these opportunities, just earn the next one.
Yep.
He did last time out. Unfortunately, got hit with the comebacker, so we didn't know if he was going to be all right or not. He was. Came out and did what he did last night. Certainly, that means 5 days from now, we'll see him again. And hopefully that just continues. Because just from a talent standpoint, he doesn't have the seasoning or all of the, all the craftiness that you're going to have as you get more experience. But his arm's more talented than most of the guys the Braves have.
Yeah, he's. I mean,
which is why he's up so fast.
Yeah, why he's up so fast? Why he's so highly regarded in the organization? Yeah, the dude has what you call electric stuff.
He does.
Yeah, it's all about But that's like anything in life, in sports and everything. The more you do it, the better you get at it, and the better you get at it, you can find change of paces when your electric stuff ain't working. And you can find ways around that, those things like that. But yeah, I just love the fact that he came back out, didn't know what the situation was after the liner off the elbow, goes out and pitches his ass off, and that's what he did yesterday, building the confidence more than any. That's the most important thing about anything when you're a young player is gaining that confidence. Like as far as like I know, I'm confident to go out there and do it, but I'm doing it, so
you know,
that gives you more.
It's the most important thing in life. Yeah. Yeah. You got to show up with some confidence,
yeah.
You know?
Yes, always.
Act like you belong.
Strut.
Yeah, get out your strut.
What do you say on Ned Professor? Don't forget to strut.
Don't forget to strut.
Don't forget to strut, man. Yeah. It's amazing how struttable life can be.
Life's struttable.
It is.
If you're strutting through life,
it gets you through it, man.
It'll get you through it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jared Curtis, following in the footsteps of me, choosing Georgia over Oregon.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, well done, kid.
Yeah.
Smart kid. I just can tell he's smart. Got a good head on his shoulders. 5-star quarterback, class of 2026. Probably the biggest quarterback or the biggest recruit in that class. I don't know. But it was a big deal. He was making his decision yesterday. It came down to the Georgia Bulldogs and the Oregon Ducks, and he chose Georgia. Well done, Jared.
Woohoo!
For Georgia.
Yeah, when he don't beat out whoever the quarterback is on the team now. So, yeah. Woohoo! Good for him, Andy. But yeah, I'm getting all excited about these damn kids and their commitment. Yeah, he might not even go to Georgia in 2026.
Why not?
Yeah. He's gonna go on an unofficial to Florida, or Miami or somewhere.
Yep.
After further consideration, I've reopened my commitment.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty.
Until I see your ass getting to Sanford Stadium, that's when I'll start.
It's pretty good chance.
That's when I'll start caring.
But you know what? He said he's going to Georgia.
Yeah. Okay. Good for him.
We'll see.
Good for him.
I don't.
When I see him put that helmet, the red helmet on in Sanford Stadium when playing against the opponent,
and we'll talk to Brandon Adams about it in the 1 o'clock hour. I mean, clearly money was a factor in terms of the NIL era. I just always like, is Phil Knight out of money? Are we?
Maybe this just wasn't money.
Is the spending era over?
Maybe
with the Oregon Ducks.
Maybe it just wasn't money. Maybe he just wanted.
I'm not even wearing Nikes today.
Stay close to home. I mean, he's a Tennessee kid. They want to go all the way out to Eugene. I don't know.
It's pretty far.
Yeah.
Pretty far.
But yeah, he might still end up there, Andy.
Plus, he probably has pretty good inclination that Dan Lanning's not going to be there for very long. You know what I mean? Dan's out of there first chance he gets.
You think so?
No, I don't know.
Oh, like where?
I'm just talking blank. I don't know. Who knows?
Like where?
I'm hoping, actually, because Dan Lanning's doing too good of a job. It's kind of annoying. All right, let's hear Aaron Gordon win the game last night for the Nuggets.
Second free throw, Holmgren. Missed it again. Rebound down to Christian Brown. You got to hurry. 8-7 seconds. Front court over to Westbrook. Left side Gordon for the win. Yeah! 2.8 seconds left. Coming back the other way. Williams from half court. Baked it no good at the horn. And the Denver Nuggets shock the Oklahoma City Thunder in game number one. Final tonight, 121-119.
Ooh. I'm really curious about this question because that was a hell of a shot by him.
Yeah.
But the pass from Russ. I mean, because we catch like they like. First of all, the ball comes off, and everybody's standing around like
everybody thought the other guy was going
to
get the
grab
rebound.
The ball. Yeah. He catches it, throws it to Russ. Russ puts all this pressure on the defense. I'm like, oh no, Russ.
Yeah.
And then he finds Gordon. Gordon hits a big time shot, man.
If you would have asked, you can't live bet this fast, but if we were watching it in slow motion, when Brown hit Westbrook on that outlet, I would have bet all the money I had that Westbrook was going to be the one to take
the
shot.
And I'm talking about going 100 miles an hour, stopping and flying off 2 feet from three.
Because they only needed one.
Yes.
And there was enough time.
For him to get to the rack.
I thought he was going to try to get to the rack, dunk it, or get fouled or whatever.
Yes.
He made the right pass.
Yes.
He made the absolute right, calm, rational basketball decision.
He was really good last night, too.
Yeah, he was, for the most part. he had a look late that might have won him the game before that, and that was – damn near airballed it.
Short arming it, Russ. Yeah,
but he almost airballed it long. Like he was like anyway. He made the right play. Gordon made the shot. Gordon had a mistake, kind of being a little over aggressive, trying to go to the rim when maybe he could have kicked it out on an offensive rebound a couple possessions before. So love to see him hit that shot. And that was just a matter of a team having been there before.
Yep.
And a team not.
Cause that guy, that big fella. First of all, why do you foul to get him back and let him back in the game?
I know.
Why did you foul?
They didn't have any timeouts.
They had no timeouts.
They wouldn't have been able to get him back in the game.
But he was unreal.
Yeah, he's now
Hartenstein and Chet, who choked at the free throw line.
Kind of. You were watching live, right?
Yeah.
When they fouled Chet, what'd you think? Because I thought that was the right guy to foul.
Sometimes you can just look at his faces.
Yep.
And look at his face.
Body
like,
language.
He was like, damn.
Yep. The way Chet walked up to the free throw line, and then he paused a little extra long before he shot that first free throw.
That's a miss.
I was like, he's missing one of these two.
That's a
miss. He's never had free throws bigger than that in his entire life. I don't know. I think they went to the championship at Gonzaga, so maybe he did down the stretch, but I don't know. Anyway. You just kind of could see it in his body language that he was tight going to the free throw line. Didn't think he'd miss both of them. Missed the first one and then clang the second one. And you're right, that rebound was dicey. It hit the ground. Russ takes off running. Like, nobody grabbed it. But they find the outlet, and yeah, you said it. 42-22-6. fifth time in NBA history that's happened. Wilt a couple times. Shaq. Who was the other one? There was one other guy kind of recent. Maybe Giannis, I think. Giannis, Wilt, Shaq, Giannis, and Jokic.
Yeah.
Cool.
Unbelievable.
Good company.
He's unbelievable down the stretch. And we asked who was going to come along with Shea.
Yeah. Unfortunately, last night the answer was kind of no one.
Yeah.
Alex Caruso was good off the bench.
I love him.
But
I love that dude. I would love to have him as on my team.
When they made that trade, because they kind of had to get rid of Giddey, right?
I would love to have
Giddey
him.
Giddey got a little toxic. Right. Caruso's just a really, really solid guy to have on your team.
Yes.
But yeah, Chet wasn't particularly good last night. Obviously missed those free throws. That Hartenstein was pretty solid. That little push lefty thing he does is gross.
It's so ugly.
It's just like,
but
it goes in. It's just like, what is that? Like, it's like a from the hip floater by a 7'4" guy. Like, who does that?
Him?
Isaiah Hartenstein.
He's 7 foot?
I don't know, maybe not, but he's 7 foot. Yeah. He's freaking huge. He's a monster with a floater. Lefty. Lefty floater. All right, Mike Conte is going to join us next. We'll see where the Hawks are on their search as I think the interview process.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This will begin this week for president of basketball operations. Atlanta United didn't lose, so that's good.
Don't get me started.
That's good. Better than losing. We'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.